Hey, it's Zuko. If you got hit with a hailstorm, you probably don't even know if there's damage to your roof. I'm sure you heard it. You're probably wondering. And maybe even you looking at your roof, you might think you can see damage, but that's not always the case. Let my friends at Allstate Exteriors inspect your roof for free today. They'll check out the condition of your roof, and if you don't need a repair or replacement, that's exactly what they're going to tell you. 614-948-ROOF.
You can find us online at OhioRoof.com.
And for all you Buckeye fans, that's
OHIO Roof.com.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it? The Bird Show.
I did a little thinking yesterday because Jeff made a statement to me yesterday that I sort of found a little on the offensive side.
Oh.
Just one?
This is the one that stood out yesterday.
All right.
Called me a dating racial profiler.
Oh, totally.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
What does that mean?
When did it happen?
No, there's a difference in what Bert was doing.
Thank you. Here's the deal.
All right.
We all have a professional friend here. That we know that will date any guy.
Okay.
But she has made it known that mm-hmm. she is going to marry a man of Indian descent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what she has clearly said. I'll date anybody. Bring it on. I'm here to have a good time.
Right.
But when it comes to marrying, I'm only marrying an Indian guy. Period. Right. That's the guy I'm going to get serious with.
Right.
So I have made a new business friend. The problem here is I'm not sure he's Indian or not.
But, well, that's how the conversation started yesterday, is you were trying to figure out if this man was Indian.
And I started to send him a text yesterday to explain it, and then I stopped it because there's no way to politely ask him what his background is without it being offensive,
and
I think.
Therein lies the crux of my statement.
Crux. I don't see how.
Because you are setting to, normally when you set two people up, if I was going to set up Wendy with someone, right? So I know what Wendy's about. I've worked with Wendy for a while. I know she's 23 years old. Got an idea of what kind of guy she likes. So if I meet a guy.
Spiky hair, pop collar.
Right. Who,
yeah. Bushy.
Right, Bushy.
Perfect.
If I meet a mid-20s Bushy, then I'm like, hey, he might be into Wendy, whatever. You know what I mean? So, like, I might set them up. You don't know this other guy. You spent 30 minutes with him, and all you know is that he may or may not be Indian.
He made such an impression on me that I thought, this guy, this is somebody that I think, and I would tell the person that we're talking about that I would be setting up the date. I don't know this guy all that well, but he seems like a pretty decent guy, and he's an Indian dude.
But your only basis on setting the two of them up is the fact that they're both Indian.
Racial dating profiling, if she never made that statement at all, but she's the one that came straight out and said, I'm only going to marry an Indian.
Right, yeah. But the only reason.
This is a well-known thing about her.
Right, but let's take the Indian, the race, you know, angle out of it, the nationality angle out of it, right?
You can.
And yeah, let's just eliminate it. You wouldn't set those two people up.
If Wendy came to me and she said she dates guys that are 5'7", white guys that are 5'7",
right?
And I knew a guy that was 5'7" and white. I would set her up with him because she has already told me that's what she wants to marry. So it's
and
not
the dating
me profiling.
Pool is so much more narrowed at that point.
But I don't think you would do it after only spending 30 minutes with him. And if you did, then I still think that's profiling. The only basis you have for setting those two people up is their nationality.
And the, like you said, the hour that I've spent with the guy where I thought he was a pretty cool dude.
And that's racial, that's profiling.
I don't think it is. I mean, yeah, I guess it would be because he's one of the few maybe Indian people I know. But seems like, I mean, he's a good-looking guy. He's got it together. He owns his own company. And sitting down with him for an hour, I was impressed with the guy. So why not? I just got to find out if he's Indian.
Well, then you obviously don't know him that
well.
And he doesn't own the company.
Well, you should set him up anyways. Set him up anyways because she dates anybody so she can find out.
Which is a problem which is another problem for her girlfriends.
This is just a random thing. We're talking about profiling anyway. So are you confused if he's Indian based on his looks or his name?
Both.
Okay.
Both. And there's no way of really finding out.
Let her find
maybe,
out.
Yeah, maybe set them up and let them find out.
Yeah.
Like, do you think if I ran her name by, or his name by her, she would know if it was an Indian name or not?
But maybe. Then, is this guy really hot?
I think he's a good-looking dude, yeah.
Yeah? Okay, then it's worth all of this.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? It's worth yes. all this drama or asking her or setting them up or having her figure it out or whatever else. Like,
is he really hot on an everybody scale or really hot on an Indian scale?
Or... Funny you say that. Funny you say that.
Is
because
he
when
hot
I was
or not,
single,
if he is, cool.
And when I was single and somebody knew one lesbian and yes. they knew me, they thought it would be really cool to set me up with that one lesbian yes. they know
right.
simply because we were lesbians and regardless of everything else.
Dude, can you imagine if you thought somebody was a lesbian? You're like, I am pretty sure that this girl over here is a lesbian. Hey, Melissa, why don't you come over here and meet my friend Amanda, who may or may not like the penis?
Hey, Kimber, you're on Q100, huh?
Well, I was going to say, if she said she would date anybody,
right.
go ahead and set him up and let her figure out if
that's
he's Indian or not.
That is
that's
perfect.
True.
That is perfect.
But it's a clear...
No pressure.
It is a clear, you're making a clear racial statement when you do that.
But I think you
But it also keeps her away from all the other guys.
Which has been a problem
that
in her group.
Her girlfriends want to date.
Right.
And
because, but that's
yeah, because their girlfriends are like, dude, you're not going to marry him, back off and like give him to everybody else.
So this woman is notorious for like calling dibs on guys in bars and she's super hot.
Why can't you, and, you don't go marry everybody you date.
No, but she will call dibs and then like capture the hearts or the attention of the hotties in the room.
The non-Indian dudes.
The non-Indian dudes. And her girlfriends are like, back off. Like pass
them
around a little bit,
but,
okay?
But she can. Like she can have whoever she wants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. But that's why, I mean...
Her non-Indian friends are like, wait, can you back off a little bit? Because maybe you'll date this guy for a couple of months, but I'm still in. I've got a world of marriage possibilities ahead of me, and you're blocking me here. You're V-blocking me.
I don't see
me.
Any problem with her dating whoever she wants to date.
Oh, no. I say date whoever she wants to date. Just spread it around for the rest of us a little bit, honey.
Hey, Amanda.
Don't Bogart all the dudes.
Just take the Indian guys. Yeah. Yeah, look, if I see an Indian guy, you can have him.
Don't Bogart. The hookah.
Yeah.
Good morning, Amanda. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey. I have a couple comments. One, if they want to know what race she is, go ahead and ask them. I have grandparents who are from very many backgrounds. I'm part Cherokee Indian, part Polish, part German, and the other, I guess, is redneck. But I don't know.
Which on DNA test is classified
yeah,
as
exactly.
That.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm very proud of my background. And you'd have to be pretty shallow not to be proud of your background. It's who you are. So ask him. I'm sure he wouldn't care. But then again, if you're willing to date anybody, what happens if you fall in love with somebody?
Well, that's...
And he's not Indian.
That I can't speak to because...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know at that point.
That's a decision that's important to her, so...
Right.
That's a different debate.
Cindy says there's a way to look it up. Hey, Cindy.
Hey.
Hi.
Not only can you tell if he's Indian by his name, I have a friend who's Indian. She can tell you exactly where he's from in India. It's very simple.
Is it a little bit like me in the accents where I can tell exactly where you're from?
Not really. It's just if, I mean, it's usually just by last name and even sometimes by first name. She can tell you exactly if he's Indian, if he's Hindi, if he's Muslim, if he's, and what region he's from. It's very, very simple.
So your suggestion would be that if my friend is so into the Indian culture, I could tell her his name and she would know instantly if he was or not.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
All right, that's a good suggestion right there.
But you're still racially profiling.
Just kidding.
That's where the whole conversation
started. I mean,
that's
cool. If you're cool with that, then go for it, Bert. I mean, that's all right.
I'm just, you know what? I am bridging the gap for love, man. I'm a love ambassador.
Maybe what you should do is maybe you should take him to a deli, like a true kosher deli.
Oh, no.
And you go to lunch one time, you know, because you're Jewish. And then at the end of the meal, go, let's have lunch next week, but we'll go to one of your restaurants.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.